早安，弟兄姐妹，欢迎来到今天的主日。
It's a blessing to always be able to combine and have a worship together.
我们能够中英文合堂一起敬拜，然后一起来聚会，实在是一个祝福。
I think one of the blessings that we have here is that we at least gather twice a year together.
我想起码我们在这教会，我们一年起码有两次合堂哈。
And I'm grateful that in our EM, in the past when I first came 8 years ago, when we have combined, everybody goes, oh man.
八年前我刚来的时候，每次中英合堂的时候，我们英文堂会友就会说 ，Oh man。
But at least we don't have that sense anymore。
起码我觉得现在好像我们不会再 Oh man 了哈。
Just sometimes and they don't show up。
就是只是有的时候他们没有出现而已。
Because they forget it's at ten。
因为可能他们忘记今天早上的时间快转了一个小时。
Okay, that too. Okay. That's okay. Moving forward.
或者他们忘记是应该早上十点聚会。Yeah, sorry.
So Pastor Chang, Elder Ji Dong, and Deacon De Ying are in Taiwan currently.
张牧师还有纪东长老还有德营执事，目前他们在台湾。
And so they're doing the work of God for the kingdom.
他们是在那边做神国度的工作。
And therefore that's why I'll be speaking this morning.
所以就是为什么今天早上我在这边讲到。
And I want to just give thanks to Wenyi for helping translate.
我也很高兴文英在这边帮忙翻译。
This is her week of Sabbath for Sunday school.
Yeah, 这个礼拜文英可以是她的安息日，不用上主日学。
I didn't know she was also going to help in the worship team.
我不知道她也要在司情。
And then she's also helping me translate.
她也今天来翻译。
And I feel bad because I don't keep script all the time.
我很抱歉，因为虽然我偷偷给了他我的脚本，但是通常我不按脚本讲。
So if the spirit moves, we might throw the script away.
所以就是李文颖干脆把这张纸丢了，这样子。
So I'm always grateful for translation.
但我很高兴我们有翻译。
It's not an easy job.
不是很容易的工作。
Trust me, I translate for a big man.
相信我为我们家的那位老大翻译过。
But we want to give prayer to our team in Taiwan before we begin this morning.
我们今天早上我想一起来为我们台湾的短宣队来祷告。
Let's pray.
然后我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Grace Christian Church.
爱我们的天父，谢谢你爱我们恩光教会。
We thank you, Lord, that you're calling us into mission beyond our walls.
我感谢你，你呼召我们要到在我们围墙以外的地方去宣教。
And Lord, we're grateful, Lord, for this community that we can gather.
我也为我们这个教会弟兄姐妹能够一起聚集来感恩。
And so, Lord, we pray for our mission team in Taiwan currently.
我为我们在台湾短宣队现在来祷告。
Lord, they have a large agenda.
他们有很多的行程。
In a short amount of time.
在非常短的时间里面。
And I pray that Lord, as they serve, Lord, utilize every ounce.
就是当他们服侍你的时候，就使用他们的每一分、每一斤、每一两。
So that it would bless your kingdom over there.
所以能够祝福你神的国度。
So Lord, we pray over them.
我们现在为他们祷告。
We ask for protection.
我求你保护他们。
And Lord, we ask Lord that you strengthen them.
也求你给他们力量。
May the gospel be spoken.
将神的福音传讲出来。
May the disciplines be taught.
将神你自己的准则宣讲出来。
So all the world will glorify our Father.
所以这样全世界都能够来敬畏我们的阿爸父。
In Christ's name we pray.
在主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's begin. Let's read the passage scripture for today, which is in the letter to Timothy, the first letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14-16.
我们要先一开始来读神的话，是在保罗给提摩太的一个书信，提摩太前书。
So first Timothy chapter 3,
提摩太前书
14-16.
提摩太前书第三章第14-16节。
Okay, our sister Wenyi is going to read in Chinese for our congregation, and then I'll read it in English.
如果翻到的话，我来念中文，佳牧师念英文。好，如果翻到我来念，提摩太前书第三章14-16节，一起来啊。我指望快到你那里去，因为先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家当中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大哉近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于万邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
So 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 16. The word Lord says this, hear the words, brothers and sisters. I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of truth. Great indeed, we confess, is a mystery of godliness and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in the world, and taken up in glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
这是神的话, 愿荣耀归于神, 感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, so Pastor Chang, Elder Jidong, and Deacon Deying, they're in Taiwan right now.
张牧师还有, 德英执事还有季东长老, 他们现在在台湾。
And I ask that you pray this year because they had a rough start.
我为大家为他们祷告，是因为他们一开始其实并不容易。
I have a sense that the enemy is at work.
我有感受到仇敌正在工作。
And it actually even happened as they left.
甚至在他们离开的时候就已经开始。
Wednesday evening when we finished our consistory meeting.
礼拜三晚上我们召开完了长执会。
And everybody left.
每个人都离开了。
And of course I have to close up.
当然我需要把它收拾好结束。
I got a phone call from Elder Jidong.
我季东长老打电话给我。
And she was like, we're in trouble.
季东长老说我们有麻烦了。
I was like, what happened?
怎么了？
Apparently, Deying's visa, like, they didn't approve it.
原来是德英执事的他的 visa 没有被通过。
I was like, what? How? How?
怎么会呢？
And they said, because it's in black and white.
因为它是黑白的。
And they want color.
他们要彩色的。
I was like, oh my god.
哦，天哪。
So they have 2 hours before they're about to take off.
就是飞机起飞前两小时。
They didn't know what to do.
他们不知道该怎么办。
So they called me, apparently.
所以他们就打电话给我。
And so I was like, okay, there's a printer in church.
Okay, 我们教会有一个影印机。
Luckily in Sunday school, thank you, Wayne.
感谢神，我们儿童主学有一个感谢江师母。
It's their budget, so.
还有 Brianna, 谢谢我们的批给我们的经费可以买这个彩色影印机。
So okay, so I went downstairs to print it out.
所以我就下楼去印出来。
And unfortunately, our basement Wi-Fi is not connected anymore.
Oh. 这么幸运的，我们地下室的那个 WiFi 已经不工作了。
Well, luckily I had a plan B.
那还好，我有 B 计划。
It just took a long time.
就是花比较久的时间。
And it's funny because Pastor Chan was like, can you tell one of the consistory members to come?
哦，你那个张牧师很有趣，跟我讲说，你可不可以找长执会任何一个人来一下？
And I was like, Pastor Chan, everybody left.
张牧师，每个人都离开了。
And so I felt bad because I had to take Amy home. I begin.
我当时觉得很抱歉，因为我还得要送Amy回家呢。
And Amy said it's okay.
Amy 说没关系。
The reason why was.
因为.
We usually end later than this.
因为反正我们平常英文堂聚会比这个晚。
So when she gets home, it'll be normal time anyway.
所以她刚好晚回家就刚好正常时间回家。
So luckily we rushed to the airport in time.
所以我们就匆匆忙忙赶到机场。
And so they're able to get out.
所以他们能够平安的上飞机。
So please pray for them as they're in mission this week.
所以在这未来几天当中，请持续为他们祷告。
But know that they are going on mission on behalf of our church.
要知道他们是代表我们教会参加出去的这个短宣队。
While only 3 of our brothers and sisters in our community is going, we are all on this mission together.
虽然好像只有三个人参加这短宣队，其实是我们整个教会一起加入的。
And our job and duty is to support them.
那我们这些没有去的人的职责就是要来支持扶持他们。
Of course, in prayer intercession.
好，要能够一起来祷告，同心的祷告。
And we're awaiting the good news as they return.
然后我们相信在他们回来的时候会分享许多好消息。
So that's the mission that they're going on.
那这是他们出去的使命。
But however, church, do you know that we, Grace Christian Church, have our mission and purpose?
那亲爱的教会，你知不知道我们恩光教会其实也有一个使命呢？
And the question is, are we participating in the mission of God that he has called in our church?
问题就在于我们每一个人是不是参与这个神呼召我们的使命当中。
And last Sunday, unfortunately, Pastor Chan wasn't here either.
上个礼拜呢，就不好意思，张牧师跟我也不在。
Yes, our pastoral team and Deacon Deying, we went to Boston.
我们的牧师团队还有跟栾执事，这是德英执事呢，去了波士顿。
We had to address a church that's in conflict in our classes.
我们在那边要帮助我们这个中会里面有一个正在有冲突的一个教会。
And I'm sure you heard from Pastor Chang, it's a headache.
我相信张牧师已经跟你们讲过，那其实是很多头痛的问题。
And it's really a big headache.
很多头痛，很大的问题。
Yeah, I took on this complaint about 3 weeks ago.
我听到了他们三个礼拜前的抱怨。
And I've seen church conflict.
我看到教会的冲突。
But I never experienced this kind of church conflict.
但是我没有经验过这样子教会的冲突。
So as on behalf of the classes as president, I spoke for this Sunday service.
那我呢，身为皇后区这个中会的会长，我就被邀请去。
And Pastor Tiffany translated.
然后我去那边讲道，然后 Tiffany 牧师来翻译。
And I shared with them this question.
我就在那边问他们一个问题。
I shared that there's many churches of the living God in this world.
在这个世界当中有很多永生神的教会。
And each church has its unique purpose and calling for the kingdom.
每一个教会有神给他独特的呼召跟神给他们独特的功用。
You know, that's why there's so many churches and expressions of the kingdom.
就是为什么我们有各种不同的教会，每个教会它的性格啊，它的表达的都不一样。
So I asked that the church this question.
我就问他们一个问题。
What is the purpose of the church?
你们教会存在的目的到底是什么？
I asked them, if I asked them a few individuals randomly, would they know and would they tell me?
我问他们说，如果我们在教会当中随机的问了几个人，那他们会怎么回答我？
Would all of their comments be exactly the same?
会每一个答案都是一样的吗？
I feel like if I did pause the room, I don't think they'll be the same.
我当时的感觉，就算我停下来问每一个人，或许我得到答案不会是一样的。
But then I also asked the second question.
那我就问了第二个问题。
You know, assuming they knew their purpose.
就假设他们知道嘛，知道他们教会的目的。
I asked them, is your church fulfilling that purpose?
那教会有没有现在正在完成这个使命呢？
Because churches die, churches fight, churches split.
因为教会衰微，教会斗争，教会分裂。
Because somewhere along the way, the church has forgotten their purpose.
因为不知道在什么状况之下，这个教会就逐渐忘记他的目标。
They lost their way, and then everything else becomes the focus of the church.
他们一旦失去方向之后，他们所关注的就是其他的东西了。
Friends, if the church does not function by its purpose, it will die.
弟兄姐妹们，如果这个教会他没有按照他被呼召的目的来做的时候，这个教会就会衰微。
So therefore, this morning I want to ask the same question.
所以在今天早上，我也要问弟兄姐妹同样的问题。
Do you know the purpose and the mission of Grace Christian Church?
你们知道恩光教会它的目标以及使命是什么吗
？Do we?
知道吗
？Yes, unfortunately, we all should know.
真的是算是很可惜的是。你们居然都知道。
You know, 52 weeks a year, we sing it.
每个礼拜我们会唱两遍。
And unfortunately, it's over here.
然后真很可惜的是，我没办法考你们，因为就列在我们的周报上。
So the question is, are we actually fulfilling that in everything that we do as Grace Christian Church?
那现在就问题是我们有没有正在完成这个使命？
I pray that we follow this vision and we follow the path of Jesus as we accomplish it.
我祷告是我们真的能够来遵行这样子的使命，也能够遵行这上面跟随主的脚踪 ，follow the path of Jesus 这四个字祷祈祷生活化互信真诚化私言透明化心智谦卑化。
Okay. Because if not, our beloved community here could be on the brink of fighting.Splitting or dying.
因为如果我们不这样做的话，不要小看这件事情，我们教会也会衰微，也会斗争，也会分裂。
So today in Paul's letter to Timothy, I want to explore the fundamentals of what it means to be the people of the church.
所以我想今天从保罗给提摩太的这一封书信当中，我想要跟大家在一起重新检视教会中最基本的根基是什么。
And so Paul wrote this letter personally to his disciple Timothy.
保罗呢，他是写一个私人的书信给他的门徒提摩太。
As Timothy was sent to Ephesus to address the church.
当时提摩太他是被派到以弗所的教会去那边帮助那边的教会的弟兄姐妹。
And this letter was written to encourage Timothy that he was more than ready for this call.
他其实目的是为了要鼓励提摩太，他已经准备好了。
Because it seems like Timothy was having doubts.
因为这样子看起来，可能提摩太他自己内心有一点挣扎跟怀疑。
perhaps his experience.
或许他觉得他经验不够。
Or maybe that's what they mean by age. Maybe he was young also.
或许他稍微年轻了一点。
Or even his health.
或许他的身体健康问题。
Apparently he has a stomach problem, according to Paul.
在圣经里面，从保罗指出来，他可能有胃的问题。
Or it could just be anxiety.
或许他就是太过焦虑。
But Paul gave Timothy a few practical steps of what to do to help address the church.
但保罗他仍然在这边鼓励提摩太，给他一些很实际的步骤，能够帮助以弗所教会。
And I believe chapter 3 is such a familiar passage to many of us.
我相信这个提摩太前书第三章很多人都很熟悉。
I think in the past 8 years, majority of the Wednesday devotionals is from this chapter.
我如果记得没有记错的话，在这教会的过去8年当中，每礼拜三的各个长职或者是小组长同工聚会当中，大部分都在分享提摩太这卷书。
It's helpful because it does talk about the qualifications of elders and deacons and leaders.
说实在也真的很有帮助，因为它确实在里面告诉我们长老跟执事或是教会领袖应该要有的特质。
But I want to challenge you that these qualifications that they have for leaders is not just unique to just leaders.
我想要在这边跟大家强调的是，这边所讲的这些特质不是只是针对领袖，教会的领袖说的。
Because first and foremost, I want you to see that these aren't, first of all, qualifications as in your resume or your status.
首先我提出来，这不是你的履历表或者是你的地位，哈。
But these are just character traits of people of the church are meant to have.
这些是人的品格，是我们希望教会弟兄姐妹有所拥有的品格。
These are the characters that happens as we are sanctified by the Holy Spirit and we produce the fruit of the Spirit.
这些品格能够发展出来，是因为我们是被在圣灵里面被成圣之后，被圣灵改变之后能够结出来的果子。
And of course, Paul says that leaders should inherit these characteristics because that's how leaders will lead by example.
那当然，讲到我们教会的领袖都需要有这些特质，因为你才能够以身作则的能够带领弟兄姐妹哈。
However, if members of our church don't have these characteristics, then the church is in trouble.
但是问题出在这不是只是针对领袖。如果我们教会其他弟兄姐妹没有这些特质的话，教会会出问题的。
So we cannot say as members saying, oh no, I'm not going to be an elder or deacon. No.
我们不能说，哎，可是跟我没有关系啊，因为我又不是长职，我又不需要做长老，不是做执事的。
And so then we end up becoming, you know, we become drunkards or we have bad family values, etc.
所以我就是偶尔喝个醉酒啊，我家庭有点问题 ，OK 的。
Then we will be in trouble.
那我们真的会出问题耶。
And if we don't have members that possess these characteristics,
因为如果我们教会弟兄姐妹都没有这样子的特质，只有长老有啊。
The trouble is going to show, especially in our consistory.
那这个问题会出现，会怎么样出现呢
？Because when consistory members have to step out of the term,
就当我们长职他那个他的任期到了的时候
，Who is going to step in to fulfill those roles？
那我们接下来要在下一任起来的时候，请问谁准备好了
？Not as a warning, but this upcoming year, this is going to be something that we have to pray about.
我不是在警告我们，但是在未来这几年，我已经看到这是一个问题。
Because at the end of this year,
因为今年底以后
I think at least four consistory members are stepping down.
我知道有四个长职要退下来
And especially in Bayside and Bronx, three elders.
在我们这个贝塞跟在布朗克，我们有三个长老
But we have members that will step in on behalf of the church to serve.
我们必须有弟兄姐妹要能够接下来继续去服事。
So, therefore, Paul teaches Timothy these characteristics each member should have, and leaders.
所以保罗他在给提摩太书信的是说，你要在这个以弗所教会里面教导每一个弟兄姐妹都要养成这样的品格。
Because he wasn't sure when he would be able to visit Ephesus.
因为保罗说他不知道什么时候才能再到这个教会。
But he knew that if the community would possess these characteristics, the church would thrive.
因为他知道如果这个教会弟兄姐妹如果有能够养成这样的品格，这个教会就好了，他就能成长。
And so he shares here that they, he shares in verse 15, right?
他是在第十五节说。
That he's doing this so that one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
他说你这样就可以知道在神的家当中，神的家中当怎样行，这个家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So this morning I want to explore those three things, the household, the church, and the pillar.
所以今天我要在这边跟大家分享这三件事，一个是神的家，一个是有生神的教会，一个是真理的柱石。
Because that's what makes the church.
因为这三个是教会组成的基要。
That Christ has built his church on.
基督他是把他的教会建立在这三点之上。
And we friends are what builds the church.
而弟兄姐妹，我们是来建立这个教会的。
So I want to share first the household of God.
第一个我想要来分享神的家。
Yeah, and so Paul shares with Timothy that church is the household of God.
对，当时保罗是分享说，对，教会是神的家。
I think we kind of lose that meaning when we think about it today in today's context.
我好像这句话，我觉得在现代呢，好像开始失去它原来最初的意思了。
Because when we think about family dynamics today, it's confusing.
因为我们现在对家庭的定义是有一点让我们困惑的。
It's very different from the world it was in antiquity.
这是跟古代对家庭定义是很不一样。
Because family was quintessential in antiquity life.
因为教会家在古代是一个核心。
Because that's what survival is based upon.
是教会家要能够生存。这个社会才能生存。
And that's the reason how families are able to survive, and they have large households.
所以这有一个原因，为什么古代的家庭的人特别多？因为每一个人都负责要做一些事情，每一个人都要在里面当中，这个家才能生存下去。
And if you know in antiquity, it doesn't mean that you're blood related.
甚至在古代，它并不是说家里每一个人都有血缘关系。
It's communities that gather and say we will journey together.
是一个团体，大家聚集在一起说，哦，我们要一起来行走这个旅程。
Hence why many times when we think about slaves and servant in scripture, it's a very different definition.
这也是为什么当我们在读到圣经里面讲到奴隶跟仆人的时候，在古代是有很不一样的意义。
Because it's based on survival.
其实它是一个生存的法则。
And what's important about household is everyone contributes to keep the family alive.
在当时，家里的每一个人都要贡献。
See, the original intention of the family unit is how the church is ought to operate.
其实这也就是这个教会该怎么运作的一个方式。
Everyone is called to contribute and has a role in the household.
每一个人在当中都得工作，来支持这个家。
And we all contribute in the household in some form of way.
我们每一个人是有不同的方式在这个家提出贡献。
It's how the household will survive.
就是这个家才能生存下去。
And likewise, that's how the church will survive.
那也同样的，教会也得这样才能生存。
When all the parts, every member steps in and contributes to the household.
当每一位弟兄姐妹，都能够大大小小一起来做的时候，这个教会才能够维持下去。
So therefore, friends, we all have a role in this church.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人在教会里都有角色。
We are all called to be contributors, not spectators.
我们每一个人都被呼召在教会中，不是旁观者，是贡献者。
Just as no one in our family households just sits around.
就像是家里面也不该有一个人就坐在那儿等着被供应。
The only time in our families where we sit around is when we're infants.
在家里面唯一当你不用做任何事是你当婴孩的时候。
Because you can't do anything.
因为你什么都不能做。
You're fully dependent on your parents.
你要完全依靠你父母的供应。
But one day children will grow old enough.
但有一天孩子会长大呀。
And they can contribute.
他们就要开始供应。
Even in my family.
在我家也是。
My youngest right now, he's 4.
我最小的今年四岁。
And of course we put him to work.
那我当然也要他工作。
Because there's 5 of us in the house, actually, yeah, there's 6 of us in the house now.
因为现在我们家 Wait. 我们家总共六个人。
Almost 6.
五个半，快六个，现在生太多不好数了。
And each of them have responsibilities that they can handle.
每一个人都有他的责任，他们都要能够来负责。
And you better bet that as they get older, there will be more responsibilities.
那我会预期他们到更大了，他们要有更多的责任，他们要来负责。
And I guarantee you that even though they might complain in the beginning, but they can definitely contribute.
我跟你保证，虽然他们一开始可能会哇哇叫，但之后他们都能做得到。
The problem with the church is many are still, in a sense, infants in their church.
这个问题就出在教会有很多弟兄姐妹呢，他们现在活得好像在教会里面好像还是教会的婴孩。
They're not meant to be infants anymore.
但是他们不该是婴孩了。
We're not meant to be idle here.
也不应该在这儿什么都不做。
Each of us has a role.
每一个人都有角色。
You know, 2 weeks ago I spoke to the young adults from Hebrews.
两个礼拜前呢，我在在英文堂的 Young Adult 是下午的聚会里面，我分享希伯来书。
And I confront them that the author is confronting the Hebrews about their spiritual age.
就是在希伯来书里面，他就是挑战了有所谓的属灵的年龄、属灵的成熟度。
That they should be taking solid food, but they're still consuming milk.
就那些弟兄姐妹呢，他们其实应该吃属灵的干粮了，但是却还在喝灵奶。
And that's why they're struggling, and some of them are considering recanting from faith.
所以，那为什么那些人呢？他们就是没有办法在他们的信仰上面能够稳扎稳打下来。
See, friends, a church cannot grow if it's filled with infants.
弟兄姐妹，教会没有办法成长，如果你们大部分的弟兄姐妹都还是属灵的婴儿。
So regardless of how great the leadership in a church is, without members that can contribute, the church will fade.
不管这个教会的这个领导团队有多棒，如果大部分的人没有办法贡献，这个教会就会死亡。
It's something that I currently am afraid about the next generation.
这也是我目前对于我们的下一代有一点忧心的地方。
I saw it in my generation, but I see it more in the next generation.
我在我的这一代看到了，现在我在我的下一代，我好像看到更多。
I'm realizing how unprepared we are in the world.
我发现好像在下一代里面，他们面对这个世界，他们好像更没有准备好了。
And speaking of other youth church leaders, it's a thing that's happening in all churches.
对，不光是我们教会，我跟其他教会的年轻人的牧师谈到，好像普遍都是这个状况。
Because many of the children in the church are so blessed because of their parents' hard work.
因为大部分我们教会年轻人，他们其实很幸福，因为他们的父母很认真工作。
They don't have to do anything.
他们就什么都不做。
And my friends always complain about their college students in their church.
我的朋友他们会私下跟我抱怨他们这个教会里面那些大学生。
You know, they go, oh no, my life is difficult.
他们会告诉我，哎呀，我的人生太苦难了。
Oh, I don't have any money.
我没有钱呐。
And then my friends will be like, what are you talking about?
那我的朋友他也是个牧师说，你在说什么？
You don't have to pay a dime to go to NYU or Columbia. Your parents are paying for it.
你知不知道你不花一毛钱就能够去纽约大学去哥伦比亚大学读书？
And I say the same thing sometimes.
那我也有的时候跟我们年轻人讲同样的话。
Like when I went to college, I had to pay for it.
当我去读大学的时候，我得打工赚我自己的学费。
You know, I worked two overnight overtime jobs, two full-time overnight jobs to pay for college.
我当时做两份全职大夜班的工作，好能够让我把这个大学读完。
Right, but and I'm going to little state college.
我还得要那个功课好才不会被退学，我还得留在大学里，还得做工作。
You know, you're getting a free ride.
那你这边你一分钱不用赚。
And you're idle.
你这什么事都没有做。
Right. So instead, the reason why is because of this blessing, their mindset is not really set on tenacity. But they're set in other things.
因为像他们，因为这个很幸福的环境，让他们的思维方式呢，并不是一个很有韧性的思维方式，而是去想到其他的事情。
And so the drive and focus turns into education, success, wealth.
所以他们的思维导向只是主要就是教育、成功，还有财富。
And my fear and concern is because Paul says that Paul gives these qualifications to elders and deacons.
那我的担忧是，但你看保罗书信上面，他对于一个领袖，他所要的这些品格特质。
Because and especially the one of the focus he says is about their household.
那其中有一个领袖特质是必须他要有关于他家里的管理。
Can they manage their household well?
他们能不能管理他们自己的家
？Because the assumption is if they manage it well, then they can manage the household of God.
因为这个背后的假设是，如果能够把自己家管好，他也好能够在教会把神的家管好。
But in this culture where they're enabled, I'm not so certain anymore.
但在我们这个社会底下呢，我们觉得都是太被供应的了。
Especially with the mindset of education, success, and wealth.
特别是在这个成功还有财富这个教育的这个思维导向底下。
You know, rather than mobilization and contributing.
而不是能够 主动在教会当中提供贡献。
Oftentimes I see this. This statement is very common in this next generation.
我觉得像我刚刚说的这个呢，不是只有在我们教会啦，在很多其他的地方，其实应该都是说得通的。
Well, not in our church because we don't have that.
Well, 在我们教会不是啊。
Because I've seen many younger consistories and church leaders. This is the statement in a lot of things that what the church needs to do.
在我们的年轻人当中。我们是有很多人是会做的。
Because in leadership boards, as they talk about these concerns, they say, "Can't we just hire somebody to do it?"
在有些教会里面呢，他们的思维是这样子倒向底下。他们当教会有事情要做的时候，他们会说，那我们怎么不雇一些人来做就好
？And I'm not talking about like professional assignments like construction or maintenance of the building.
当然，我在这边不是说那些。需要有专业技术的，譬如说你要盖房子，你要修什么，那这个当然需要雇人来做。
I'm talking about simple roles and responsibilities the church ought to have.
我所讲的是一些很简单，教会里面需要大家一起贡献你的能力，一起来分担的一些责任。
Would you believe me if I say that some churches I know they hire people to be welcomers?
你相不相信？我知道有些教会他们付钱给人家礼拜天早上当招待。
I think we tend to forget what offering really is.
我觉得在这边我要讲的是，我们常常忘记奉献的真意是什么。
I had a friend that used to pastor in the city.
我有一个朋友，他也在纽约市里面当牧师。
And it was a good sized church.
他是个蛮大教会的牧师。
Double our size, probably.
比我们教会大概是两倍大。
And we used to meet for coffee often.
我们以前呢，常常会偶尔会见个面，喝个咖啡。
I remember he shared one time this frustration he had.
我记得有一次，他就跟我分享他的挫折感。
And he was sharing that the church is preparing for the summer vacation Bible school.
他说他看到他们教会呢，他们怎么样准备他们的假期圣经学校 VBS。
And he's sharing he's having a rough time because they're trying to hire a team.
他当时有点困难，因为他有点。受不了，这是因为他们教会要雇外面一整个团队来做这个假期圣经学校。
And the entire team running this program is from outside the church.
然后这个做这个假期圣经学校的人呢，不是教会的人。
And I was hearing this, I was like, it's kind of strange.
我当时听就觉得这有点奇怪耶。
And I was like, listen, don't you have like over 300 young people, young adults, college students, young professionals?
我说你们教会不是我们教会两倍大，你有300人，然后有很多年轻人，很多专业人士吗？
And he was like, why are you hiring people outside?
为什么还要雇教会外的人来带假期圣经学校呢？
You know, like, I was like, if no one wants to do it, why are you running this program anyways?
那如果没有人要做，那为什么还要 run 这个，还要办呢？
And he said, I do, I complain to our board.
他说是啊，其实我问我们的长执会一模一样的问题。
But the board argues like, oh no, this is the most important thing that the church does every year.
我们长执会说不行，我们这一定要做，因为这是我们教会每年都做的事。
And of course, because they argue that, oh, this is how we support the youth, right? This is evangelism for the next generation.
那当然，他们也给一些理由啊，这是我们在支持我们下一代，我们来传福音，这是另外表面上的理由啦。
But no one wants to do it.
但是就是教会没有人想做。
So think about purpose and mission of the church.
所以想想这个教会它存在的目的跟它的使命是什么。
And so they ended up eventually hiring somebody.
所以他们真的就雇了一个人。
And one of the members in the church recommended her friend's daughter, who was a school teacher.
Okay, 他们教会其中有一个会友呢，他就介绍他朋友的女儿是一个老师。
Who was a non-believer.
他不是一个基督徒。
So imagine this, a non-believer running the vacation Bible school that was supposed to evangelize little children.
你可以想象他们雇了一个非基督徒在教会里面办假期圣经学校，要教大家来传福音。
But there's more to that story.
还有更令你惊讶的事情在下边。
This lady was married to another woman.
这个要来教的这个被雇来的老师，他其实是这个女人，她已经跟另外一个女人结婚了。
And so afterwards, I asked, was there fruit from this program?
然后我就忍不住的这样悠悠的问了一句，那这个最后这个结果到底有什么成果吗？
Of course not.
当然没有啊。
It was just a program.
就只是一个节目。
And wasted thousands of dollars of the church.
浪费教会很多很多的经费跟很多的精力。
All because they said that it's important for the church.
只不过他们教会说，哦，这个教会的传统很重要。
But no one wanted to contribute to.
但是没有人愿意贡献。
Even if it's claimed to be important, It doesn't do anything for the church.
哪怕他们说这对教会很重要，但是却对教会毫无用处。
And from that story, it made sense why he only stayed for 2 years, and now he's in California.
那当然，后来我这个朋友在那个教会待了两年，现在他在加州了。
Because the church did not see themselves as a household of God.
因为这个教会他不认为他们是神的家。
See, this is my fear of the church today.
这是我对今日教会普遍的一个担忧。
We forget that we're called to be contributors of this household, not spectators.
我们忘记我们被呼召在这教会里面要成为贡献者，而不是只是一个旁观者。
We forgot that our offering is just not about finances.
我们忘了我们教对教会的奉献不是只是金钱上的奉献。
But in our offering, there's also time, our time and our talents.
我们的奉献也是我们的时间以及神给我们的恩赐。
And the church cannot be the church that sustains itself just by gathering.
这个教会不能永久维持下去，只是每次就是来做个礼拜。
Because very soon we'll forget why we gather.
因为甚至不久以后，你就会忘记我干嘛还要来。
So I ask friends, what is your role in the church?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我今天想问你每一个人，你在教会的角色是什么？
I highly believe that the church is sacred.
我非常坚信教会是
sacred
是神圣的。
Sacred means the fact is that we have no control over it.
就是神圣的意思是我们在教会不是有这个主导权。
I highly believe that you're called into this church because you play a part in it.
我深深的相信，在这教会里面，你被呼召是因为你在里面有一个角色。
And perhaps the growth of the church comes is awaiting you to step in and say, "Yes, I will serve."
也许这个教会它就需要你在那个角色当中来服侍，才会成长。
Because or else very soon we forget why we gather.
不然我们会很快就忘记为什么我要来这个教会。
And this is why Paul shifted the second line that they are the church.Of the living God.
这就是为什么他接下来讲我们是一个永生神的教会。
So friends, what is a church?
所以弟兄姐妹，什么是教会？
I hope by now, we don't think church is a building.
我希望现在大家都知道教会不是只是一个建筑物啊。
You know, 213-0840 Avenue is a building.
213-0848 Avenue 这个地方是一个建筑物。
Of course, you can call it a church building.
那当然，我们知道它叫做教会建筑物。
But it's a building.
但它就是一个建筑物。
It's not the church.
它本身不是教会。
The church is not a place.
教会不是一个地方。
The church is not a building.
教不是一个建筑物。
The church is a gathering of people.
教会是一群被呼召人的聚集。
That's what makes the church.
这是教会的最精义。
And the Greek word for the church is ekklesia.
在希腊文里面说教会是 ekklesia.
The simple definition is just a gathering.
在最简单的定义就是一个聚集。
But what makes the writers say ekklesia is the church, what they gather.
那这个 ekklesia 最重要是他们为了什么聚集？
That there are gathered people called out by God.
他们是一群被神呼召的人的聚集，叫做 ekklesia.
So therefore, each church has a unique call that God is calling this body.
所以每一个聚集，每一个教会，它都有神给你独特的呼召。
And our job and duty is to fulfill that calling God has.
我们在这里的工作及义务，就是我们要去完成神给这个教会独特的呼召。
That's why I find it interesting. If you look in Acts chapter 15.
我觉得很有趣。如果你去看《使徒行传》第十五章。
When they gathered in Jerusalem for the council about Gentiles.
如果他们当时在耶路撒冷开会议，然后去讨论有关于外邦人聚集的问题。
They never used the word ecclesia when they gathered in that group.
他们对于外邦人的聚集，他们没有用，他们用那个 ecclesia 这个字。
Right. Instead, in verse 12 and 15, they use the word plethos.
他们在那边，他们用 plethos 这个字。
Which means a multitude or an assembly.
意思就是一个群众，英文会翻成 assembly.
Because what it means is that these are multiple bodies of churches gathering for this council.
那他的意思是说，他这是有很多很多的。教这个 assembly 教会聚集在一起。
You see, it shows that ecclesia means that there is a unique purpose for this gathering.
Ecclesia 它的意思是对于这个聚集是有一个独特的目的。
Even in our Reformed Church in America, there's a specific statement in our task of our mission.
在我们这个美国改革宗就是 RCA 这个宗派里面，我们有一个独特的使命。
Our statement of task is that we are a thousand of churches.
我们的使命哈是要成千的教会。
If we have that much.
如果我们现在还有成千的教会。
But it's a thousand of churches in million ways doing that one thing.
成千的教会用上百万的方法做一件事。
And that one thing is following Christ on mission in a lost and broken world.
那这件事就是要能够跟随主耶稣基督，要来在神所爱的这个破碎以及失丧的教的一个世界当中完成使命。
That is what makes the church the church of the living God.
这就是能够成为一个永生神的教会的一个原因。
When we gather solely under the banner of Jesus Christ, following Him on the mission that He has for us.
我们要独独的在耶稣基督的旗帜底下跟随他给我们的使命。
Friends, as we gather in everything that we do in Grace Christian Church, do we gather under the banner of that purpose?
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天来到教会聚会，我们是独独在耶稣基督的旗帜底下来聚会吗？
Because if our church gathers and functions just for the sake of gathering,
因为如果我们来只是聚会，只是为了聚会而聚会，
we are useless in the kingdom.
我们对神国是毫无用处的。
And eventually we will ask ourselves and wonder why am I even here in these pews?
因为如果我们持续这样子来聚会，我们不久后就问我们自己，哎，我今天还要来吗？
Therefore remember the church has a unique calling.
要记得我们的教会是有独特的呼召。
And everything we gather, we have to gather for that reason.
那我们每一个这个教会聚集，必须要为了那个呼召来聚集。
The consistory, our consistory has to gather and governed by that purpose.
我们的长执会的聚集也要是在这样子的一个使命底下来聚集。
And we gather to plan and envision how to fulfill that purpose.
我们聚集要一起来讨论，我们要怎么样能够来建造，来完成神的这个使命。
I pray that this year, as the consistory gathers, we really focus on our vision this year.
我祷告，我们今年每一次长执会聚会的时候，我们都能够专注在这个使命当中。
That every step and action we take, we pursue this overflowing, this overflow of the Spirit among us.
就是我们在不管做的每一件事情，是为了这个教会能够被圣灵充满来祷告。
And subgroup leaders, I pray that the reason you gather is for the purpose of Grace Christian Church.
那各位小组长们呢？我希望你们的聚集也是在神对这个恩光教会这个特殊呼召的使命底下来聚集。
As you walk in parallel the vision that you have told us in the beginning of this year.
当然你们有自己的意向，但是也要同时要在这个教会神给这个教会独特的使命底下来聚集。
And the leaders, department leaders in our church.
啊，各事工部的负责同工们。
We serve the Lord with that purpose, with the utmost glory.
你有没有也在同样的使命底下来服侍这个教会，为了来荣耀神呢？
Because without being the ecclesia,
因为如果没有这个 ecclesia 这个教会，有神使命呼召的聚集，
then whatever gathering just becomes just a building.
那其他所有的聚集就只是一个聚会，一个建筑物里面的一个集合而已。
So then this during the week, the church just becomes a place to play ping pong.
那就是在周间的时候，我们是有打乒乓室这样子。
And then this church would just be a place on the second floor where we learn music, learn piano.
或者我们二楼是音乐教室这样子。
And then in the basement, it becomes Chinese school, English school.
那在地下室会有英文学校、中文学校或是艺术学校这样子。
What happens here matters.
我们在这边做什么至关重要。
If we're not here in gathering for the purpose of Grace Christian Church.
如果我们在这边的聚集不是为了神给这教会特殊使命底下的聚集。
We're not gathering as a church of the living God.
那我们的聚集就不是永生神的教会。
It's ironically also in the book of Acts.
我觉得很 ironically 的是我们来看一下
In the book of Acts. Yeah. In Acts 19, there is one time where the Greek word ecclesia was used, but it's not in reference of the church.
在使徒行传还有另外的一次，他也用了这个希腊字的这个 ecclesia。
It's funny because it also was in Ephesus.
那很巧，那个字他也用在以弗所这个地方。
And that was a moment when the church started to grow, exploded in Ephesus.
那个时候呢，那个教会因为神在当中工作，大大兴旺。
And because those who are making Artemis idols, they were losing their jobs.
因为大大兴旺嘛，那个制造那个亚米底偶像的那些制造商，他们就没有工作了。
And they started a whole riot.
他们就制造一场暴动。
And if you read in verse 32 in chapter 19, it says that now some cried out one thing, another, for the assembly was in confusion, And most of them did not know why they have come together.
啊，在第十九章那边有一句经文，三十二节说，聚集的人纷纷乱乱，有喊叫这个的，有喊叫那个的，大半不知道为什么聚集。
And in the English, it translates to assembly.
在英文，他把那个聚集翻成 assembly。
Which I think is a little difficult because assembly is oftentimes used for the church also, right?
Assembly 其实是对我来说，它翻的不是那么理想，因为 assembly 有时候我们会把它当作是一个教会聚集哈。
Well, I like it in Chinese because it makes it very simple.
我觉得中文这边翻的比较喜欢。
Because it just says a group.
它就说是一个集会，一个团体。
And so that's the truth.
那确实就是一个事实了。
You know, very soon if we gather as a church but not gathering the purpose, we don't know why we're gathering.
就是说，当我们聚集只是为了聚集，而没有神给的目的的话，那我们。
Then we're just gathering as a group, not as an assembly. I mean, as a church.
那我们这个聚集就不是教会了。
And I see this so much in our denomination.
我在我们这个宗派里面看到非常多这样的例子。
Many churches are gathering, but they're dying.
很多教会他们仍旧聚集，但是他们正在衰亡。
Many churches are gathering and arguing that we're fulfilling the mission of God.
他们仍旧聚集，然后仍旧变成说，哦，我们还正在努力，在完成神的使命。
But there's no growth.
但是教会没有成长。
And these programs that they run are draining the church money.
然后他们花了很多的经费去做很多的活动。
To the point where our business meetings in classes becomes about selling property.
到了一个地步，就是这个宗派他们常常在开会，必须要卖宗派的财产来负担这些经费。
Because we're just gathering as a group, not gathering as a church.
因为我们这个聚集只是聚集，不是一个永生神教会的聚集。
It's also interesting in our denominations. There's a lot of Chinese and Taiwanese churches.
很有意思是在我们这个宗派里面很多中国跟台湾的教会。
Unfortunately, many of them don't have pastors.
很不幸是这些教会里面很多都没有牧师哎。
And of course, a lot of them don't have pastors, so Pastor Chang becomes their supervisor.
所以呢，也就是因为这样子，那我们的张牧师常常会是这些华人教会里面的supervisor， 他的 supervisor。主管就是他会去管理帮助他们的人。谢谢。
I think in my head he's at least four churches.
起码我现在脑袋里可以想出四个教会是没有牧师的，需要张牧师常常去帮忙。
I don't know how he does it in his age.
我都不知道张牧师在他这个年纪里他怎么办到的。
He brings a super out supervisor.
他 brings the super
out supervisor.、
哦、他真的是超级的超级管理者。
But still, there's still many.Churches, Chinese Taiwanese churches in our denomination that aren't so lucky.
那但是还是有很多其他的教会，他们因为没有张牧师，所以并没有那么幸运。
And I met many of the leaders in those churches.
很多那些教会的领袖们呢
？And amazingly, one thing that shocked me, I was amazed by.
其中有一个让我觉得非常的惊讶哈。
Is that there are leaders like deacons and elders that are my age in those churches.
在他们教会里面，他们的长老还有他们的执事是我的年纪。
And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
哇，但我觉得很棒啊，都是年轻人。
Because if you know our denomination, every leader is about minimum like 60.
你知道，在我们这个宗派里面呢，平均的长就是 leader 就是领袖的年纪是60岁。
It's funny. There's a joke in my head always about our denomination.
所以在我脑袋里一直有个笑话，这样。
Don't make too many friends.
就是你不要交太多朋友。
Because very soon they'll retire.
因为不久后他们就会退休。
And many of them will die.
那很多他们那老了嘛就要死了。
And so it's hard to make friends.
所以就是很难结交朋友。
But I was excited to see that there is young leaders around my age in these churches.
那其实我很兴奋看到有很多像我这个年纪的人在教会里面兴起成为领袖。
And I guess in my naive brain, when I see a young leader in a church that has no pastor, means that even though they don't have a pastor, they have to be growing.
对，在我这个单纯的想法里面，虽然你们教会没有牧师嘛，可是你们教会领袖都很年轻的，我觉得这教会一定会有成长啊。
But then when I talked to them, it rattled my worldview.
当我跟他们讲话的时候，我才颠覆了我的思想。
They said, we're only here in leadership because there's no one else.
哎呀，我们在这边哈，是真的是打家的硬上，打压硬上架。我们实在是因为没有别人了。
And it broke my heart.
真的是让我的心都碎了。
They just saying yes because there's no one else.
他们说他们硬上架上去是因为没有别人可以做了。
And so I try to talk to them about their faith life.
那我就会问他们他们自己的跟神的关系。
Like, are you growing?
那你自己有成长吗？
And they're like, no.
没有。
I was like, then why are you here?
那你为什么在这儿呢？
I was like, you have like four or five churches just around your church that's thriving.
那你知道你教会附近有这四五间教会都在成长呢？
And they're like, and this is the statement that I always hear.
那这就是我永远听到的答案，就是这样。
Oh, I can't leave. This is my parents' church.
哎，我没办法离开，因为这是我爸妈的教会。
I was like, it's not your church?
那不是你的教会吗？
Oh, yeah, it's also my church too.
对对对，它也是我的教会。
I was like,But aren't you frustrated it's not growing?
难道你不会感到受挫，教会不成长？
And they're like, no, but it's okay. I'm just waiting for it to die.
没有关系，没有关系，反正我就等着教会能够衰亡结束掉就好。
And then I asked them, and then you're going to go to find another church?
然后你就去别的教会吗？
And they're like, perhaps.
他说啊，也许。
So the opportunity for these young leaders to grow is when their church dies.
所以对于这些年轻的教会领袖来说，他们能够成长的契机是等这个教会死了，他们才能去别的教会成长。
But I know deep down in their mind, this is their thought.
他们虽然没有直说，但我知道他们心里面好像是仿佛是这样想的。
Because I know the churches that's around them that they could go to.
因为我知道他们附近有些教会，他们其实可以去参加。
But the problem is that those churches are actually the churches of the living God.
问题是那些教会是真的永生神的教会。
And those churches are asking them to do more than they're comfortable doing.
那些教会呢？你要进去的话，他会要求你成为贡献者。
But now, look, they're in this church and they're leaders.
那他们现在待在这个教会里面呢，成为领袖。
So when someone on the outside hears that this young man is a deacon.
所以人家外面听到哦，这个年轻人在教会里面成为执事了。
Just like my naive mind.
在我的天真的想法里。
I assume this guy's faith is pretty good.
那我想他跟神的关系一定很好。
So, friends, is our church the church of the living God?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的教会是不是永生神的教会呢？
Because if the church lost their purpose,
因为如果教会失去它的目的，
things won't grow.
那我们就不会成长。
And so lastly, Paul shares this statement that they are also a pillar and buttress of truth.
最后呢，他也说教会是真理的柱石，还有 buttress 这边中文翻成根基啊，其实它的意思是支撑的梁，就是扶墙的支撑梁。
This is where Paul always becomes creative.
这就是我觉得保罗他每次在形容都非常形象化，非常有创意。
He always uses these imageries.
因为他就会用各种当地人能够明白的那些形象来解释。
And you have to understand this imagery from the context of Ephesus.
你必须要了解他在做这个形容的时候，当时在以弗所的背景文化背景。
And in antiquity, Ephesus has a spectacular site.
在以弗所，它其实是有一个壮观的建筑。
It's the temple of Artemis.
就是亚米底神庙。
Now you know why there was a riot in Acts 19.
那你就知道为什么当教会大大兴旺的时候，那些亚米底神庙的那些人他们要暴动了。
Do you know that the temple of Artemis in Ephesus was one of the ancient seventh wonder of the world?
你们知不知道我们有听过古代的七大奇观？那个亚米底神庙是七大奇观之一耶。
And so this temple is supposed to be this magnificent building.
你可以想象在那么多千年前，它是一个多么壮观的一个超级大建筑。
It's a building that's built with 127 columns.
那个光那个建筑本身有127个大石柱子。
Yeah, these pillars, right? That are 68 feet tall.
每一个大石柱都是67英尺高。
So this is a spectacular construction of a building.
可以想象是多么壮观的一个建筑。
And as we know, of course, the church isn't a building.
那当然我们知道教会不是建筑物哈。
But what Paul is encouraging them is, you too, if we stand in the purpose of God, we are standing like these pillars.
但教会用他们眼睛能看得到这个大石柱子来让他们表示说，如果你今天能够standing for the Word of God, 你能够因为神的话能够站立，就像这些大石柱一样。
And it means that the presence of this church will stand toe to toe with that great wonder of the world.
如果我们每个弟兄姐妹都能够守住、坚守神的话，像这些大石柱挺立一样，那我们跟这个世界七大奇观就能够并列了。
And how do we do that?
那我们怎么做到？
We have to hold firm to the truth.
我们要坚守神的真理。
And And because the problem is right now, the churches are compromising the truth of God.
那问题是因为现在教会会妥协，会妥协神的真理。
And many of them in the, for the sake of survival.
是为了生存法则哈。
But as you know, when you compromise, you will collapse.
所以为了生存法则，教会就妥协。但你一妥协，那你就会衰败。
May we stand firm in the truth.
但愿我们能够在真理上能够站立得稳。
May holding firm to the word of God be one of our main purpose.
让能够我们能够持守神的信仰，成为我们主要的目的之一，目标之一。
But Paul doesn't just say pillars like the temple. He says we're also buttress.
那保罗在这边不但说我们是教会的石柱，他也说我们是教会的那个支撑梁。
And I'm grateful that when you explain what buttress is in Chinese, but if you don't know what buttress is support beams that pull the side of the wall.
就是那个 buttress， 如果你没有看过的话，它就好像搁的是建筑那个拱形的那个边这样子，它其实是支撑墙啊，支撑很多建筑的需要的东西。
Why is that important?
为什么那个支撑梁那么重要？
Because I think it's a reminder for us to remind ourselves in this world we're sojourners.
因为这个就是提醒我们，我们在世界当中，我们是世界的客旅。
Our citizenship doesn't belong here in this world.
我们的国籍不属于这个世界啊。
So, don't come here to get baptized to get your citizenship.
对，你这来自教会，你不是来受洗一下就拿到一个神国的国，就是拿到一个这个国的国籍。
That's a double dichotomy, right? But instead, remind ourselves that our citizenship is in heaven.
那我们的国籍是在天上。
And we're waiting for that day when Christ comes back to bring us home.
当耶稣再来的时候，我们等待那一天，他带我们回家。
And what that means is, as we're living this world, we will be persecuted.
那我要说的就是说，因为我们是这个世界的客旅，世界不是我们的家，所以我们会遭到逼迫。
But it's by our faith we will endure and overcome.
只有凭着我们对神的信心，我们才能够忍受得住。
We have to realize Jesus in his Last Supper discourse, he shares this with his disciples.
你要记得耶稣在最后的晚餐里面，他跟他的门徒分享的。
He shares with them, the world's going to hate you.
他说这个世界要恨你们。
Why is the world going to hate you?
为什么呢？
Because they hate me first.
因为他们先恨我。
So we're going to face suffering persecution.
所以我们会面对苦难跟面对逼迫。
And maybe if we have not, maybe we're still living in this world.
如果你到现在没有某种程度上面被逼迫或是接受过苦难，或许你还是属于这个世界。
And so we have to be the buttresses of truth also is because we have to support each other.
所以我们不但成为石柱，我们要成为那个扶持的梁，能够彼此扶住。
So that as we stand together as pillars and buttresses, we can hold firm together.
所以当我们成为这个真理的石柱，又成为真理的扶持梁的时候，我们才能够坚守得住神的真理。
And that's how we become the church.
那也这样子我们才能彼此扶助成为神的教会。
It breaks my heart to know how many in the church.
其实让我很伤心的是看到有多少教会。
In their seasons of struggle and difficulty.
在他们挣扎跟他们困难的季节里面。
Rather than seeking the love and support in this community, they seek it elsewhere.
他们应该要在这个教会弟兄姐妹团体里面来寻求帮助，他们去在教会外找教会外的帮助。
And in their comfort, they bring that mess into the church.
然后把他们比较舒适圈、容易的东西、不属神的东西带到教会里面来。
And it messes up the church.
也把教会给搞乱了。
Friends, this is how the church dies.
弟兄姐妹，这就是教会衰亡的原因之一。
Because the church is where we find comfort.
因为在教会里面，我们要找到自己舒适的感觉。
The church is where we find power.
就是 church where we find power， 就是在教会里面，其实要得着力量。
If we read in the Heidelberg today and last week，
我们读了爱丁堡的问答里面，这个礼拜跟上个礼拜的。
And next week, of course.
还有下个礼拜的。
We talk about in the Apostles' Creed.
我们讲到了使徒信经。
About he ascended to heaven.
讲到耶稣他升到天上。
And the question is, what blessings do we get because Christ is in heaven?
那问题是，当耶稣升天的时候，我们得到什么祝福？
And so I think 2 weeks ago we talked about the first blessing.
我们两个礼拜前提到第一个祝福。
That when Christ is ascended to heaven,
当耶稣升上天，
he becomes a judge.
他就成为审判者。
And because he is the rightful judge,
因为他是一个公义的审判者。
And we are in him,
我们在他里面。
We have the greatest advocator for us.
我们有一个为我们 发言的 为我们的代言者。
And last week and this week's question.
那这个礼拜跟下个礼拜的 问答。
It brings the second blessing of his ascension.
会让我们看到第二个祝福。
Because the question asked about Christ's divinity and his humanity.
讲到耶稣他的神性跟他的人性。
And the blessing is the fact is that the Christ's divinity will never be separated from his humanity.
里面讲到耶稣的神性跟人性永远不是分开的。
While we don't experience his humanity because we don't see him in the flesh in front of us.
当然我们现在没有办法去经验看到耶稣他神性的一面，因为我们没有当年跟他在一起。
Because he's ascended to heaven.
他已经升上天了。
But because we share the same spirit.
但是因为我们同感同一个圣灵。
He is with us.
他也在我们当中。
And so if he's with us here.
如果他今天在我们这里。
We know that we would also have a place there.
我知道我们在将来在他那里，我们也有个地方可以去。
But lastly, the third blessing of his ascension is what Jesus said in the Last Supper.
那但是第三个耶稣升天给我们带来祝福，在他的最后的晚餐里说到。
Remember when Jesus said it was good that I leave you?
你还记不记得耶稣说，我离开你们是对你们有益。
Because I could bring you the promise of the Holy Spirit.
因为我带着对你们的应许，能够让圣灵的应许降给你们。
And the Holy Spirit will be the place that will be the person that will sustain us.
那圣灵他就可以在我们当中能够来支持我们，帮助我们，扶持我们。
Friends, how, where are you going to experience the Holy Spirit besides the church?
弟兄姐妹，你要怎么样能够在教会以外的团体里面经历到圣灵？
Of course, you experience him outwardly.
你当然这个经验你是可以彰显出来。
However, isn't it amazing oftentimes it's in crisis that the Spirit comes into our purview outside the church?
有，其实有很多很令人惊讶的地方。Can you say that again? Sorry.
Isn't it amazing that we tend to experience the Spirit outside the church in our midst of our crises?
你有没有觉得其实有很多时候我们有很多神迹的经验是不是在教会里面，但我们在外面有感受到神他奇妙的带领。
But the problem is the church is supposed to be the gateway to the anointing and empowerment of the Spirit.
但是教会仍旧是神圣灵主要工作主要的这个gateway 主要的域场域。
That means that if the church is a living church of God, we would experience the Holy Spirit every moment we gather together.
那也就是说，这个教会如果是个永生神的教会，我们应该在这边聚会的每时每秒都能够直接感受到圣灵在我们当中的工作。
And then we will persevere.
然后我们会学习到忍耐。
And friends, this is why we are a household.
这就是为什么我们是神的家。
We're a church of the living God.
我们是一个永生神的教会。
And pillar and buttress that holds the truth.
而且也是在真理的柱石以及真理的支撑梁。
Because then we can stand toe to toe with any of the principalities and the powers outside in this world.
这样我们就可以在这样子的环境当中，我们能够并列与其他的事情能够相抗争。
And the church in Ephesus sustained that.
教会也是在强调能够建立我们。
Because I don't know if you know, but in 480, the temple of Artemis collapsed and never was rebuilt.
我不知道你们知不知道，在西元公元四百多年后呢，这个亚米底神庙后来垮了。
With the rise of Christianity and the Roman Empire.
随着这个罗马帝国的兴起，那基督教会的兴旺起来。
And I pray that our church will be a standing firm pillar.
那我祷告我们的教会就是经过那样苦难之后是能够站立得住的大石柱。
That will stand firm in the truth until Christ returns.
能够坚守真理，然后能够坚守神的话。
That when the world sees us from the outside.
当这个世界好像要来辖制我们的时候。
When they look at us.
当他看我们的时候。
They stand in awe.
他们能够惊讶地看见
as if they were in antiquity looking at the temple of Artemis
就好像在古代看到那个亚米底神庙
because we are the church of the living God
的大石柱一样因为我们是神的教会
so is that's going to draw people in
是那样子的一个状态下我们才能够吸引人到教会
it's not by programs
并不是我们的节目有多好
it's not going to be by events
也不是我们有很多的活动
But it's by the body of Christ pointing to the head of the church.
是耶稣是基督的肢体带领我们能够在教会里面成长
May Grace Christian Church be that church.
但愿我们恩光教会是成为这样的教会
Let's close this talk with this.
让我们要来做一个结束。
Paul ends this chapter with a hymn, confession, a creed, however you want to interpret it as.
保罗他在这一段呢，他最后以一个赞美诗或者是一个信经的方式来做结束哈。
And some scholars argue that it's a lot of times the essence of the Apostles' Creed.
有人说这个就是这个使徒信经的最根本的最源头的开始。
And it really shows the fact is if we understand this, we understand Christ.
是能够如果我们真的能明白这一段，我们就能够认识我们的基督。
And he calls this the mystery of godliness.
他在把这边翻译成是敬虔的奥秘。
And what godliness really means is the character we conform because of Christ.
这个敬虔呢，是我们因着耶稣基督而拥有的这个品格。
So when we are declaring that Christ is Lord, we are entering into this godliness.
当我们在宣告耶稣基督是主，然后其实我们就进入这个敬虔的奥秘里。
And why Paul calls it a mystery?
为什么他称之为奥秘呢？
Because before Christ, no one knew how to pursue godliness.
因为在耶稣基督向我们显现之前，我们没有人知道要怎么样能够做得到。
Many of the Jews were trying to fulfill the Torah, but they were always fall short.
很多犹太人想要去想要能够完成达成最初的五经里面的要求，但是没有人能够做得到。
But because of Christ, by His grace and the power of the Spirit, that mystery is revealed to us.
那因着基督以及圣灵的带领，我们现在这个奥秘就向我们显明了。
And godliness is attainable by the example of Christ.
那这个 Christ 这个基督的奥秘，现在我们就能够明白，我们也能够学习得到。
And it's embodied by our leaders.
那
embodied by our leaders.
Embodied by our leaders. 所以那我们的教会的领袖他也能够成为这样的人。
And then we as members will experience and learn from them.
那我们教会的其他弟兄姐妹也能够效法我们的领袖，也能够成为这样有这样品格的人。
So friends, do you believe in the creed that we declare?
所以弟兄姐妹，你相不相信我们在念这个信经的时候，你相信他吗？
Do we believe in the creed that Christ came to save us?
你相不相信这个耶稣基督他拯救我们的这样的事实？
And that we inherit eternal life.
然后我们承受这个永恒的生命。
And that while we await his return, there is a job to do.
那当我们在等待他再来的时候，我们其实是有责任的。
And he has called you into this body.
我们在等待他来的时候，我们是有工作要做的，是我们是被呼召进入到这样子的一个神的肢体里面。
Do you believe you called into this household, which we call Grace Christian Church?
你相不相信你今天能够来到恩光教会，其实是被神呼召来的？
If we do, then may we pursue as a community contribute.
如果我们真的相信，我们一起来追求，在这个教会里面，我们能够来更多来为神做事。
Yes, live as the household of God.
我们能够在这个家，让这个教会成为神的家。
Be the gathering of the people under the living God.
然后能够成为这个永生神教会里面的一员。
Holding on to the truth as pillars and buttresses.
能够持守圣经的真理，成为真理的柱子，大柱子以及它的扶持梁。
In a lost and broken world.
在这个失丧的世界里面。
Because if that is true, may we no longer just be spectators.
如果真的是这样子，那我们不应该是旁观者。
Let us become contributors today.
好不好？让我们从今天起，每一个人都做教会的贡献者。
And you have a role to play.
你在教会有一个角色。
And the truth is, God is awaiting for us.
那事实上是神正等着你来填补这个角色。
So let us pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word.
爱我们的天父，我们谢谢你的话。
Lord, I pray that as we remind ourselves today, may we remind we're standing on holy ground.
我谢谢你，当我们被提醒的时候，让我们提醒我们自己，我们是站在你真理的基石上。
Not because we are in the building called the church.
并不是因为我们站在一个被称作教会的建筑物里。
But we are in the presence of a gathering.
但是我们是在你的同在的一个聚集里。
And Lord, you said that if we gather in your name, you will be in the midst.
你说我们若奉你的名聚集，你会在我们当中。
So Lord, I pray that today we recommit our lives.
所以我祷告我们今天能够再重新把我们自己献上。
And Lord, would you speak to us?
请你向我们说话。
Would you, Lord, tell us our work to be done?
告诉我们我们有什么工作该完成。
And Lord, may your people fulfill it.
让你的弟兄、你的子民能够来完成。
So therefore, Grace Christian Church will be the church that lasts to eternity.
乃至于让恩光教会能够在永恒里面能够持续下去。
Where we will celebrate for eternity.
让我们能够一起来庆祝你的永生。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us respond.
让我们一起来回应。
Jesus declared when Peter proclaimed that he was the Christ.
好像耶稣说的，保罗说他是基督。
And Jesus shares that you are Peter.
耶稣说，哦，对不起，刚刚说的是彼得，就是好像耶稣说，彼得你就是这个磐石。
You are this rock where the Christ, where the church will be found.
你是这个磐石，教会要建立在这个磐石上。
Where the gates of hell will not prevail.
阴间的门不能够胜过你。
Because it's on Christ, the solid rock, we stand.
因为是在这个基督的磐石上，这个教会得以建立。
Every other ground is sinking sand.
其他所有都是沙土。
And I pray that our church would be the solid ground that we stand.
我祷告我们这个教会是一个坚固的磐石。
I've seen many churches that are called a church.
我看到很多教会，它被呼召成为一个教会。
But they're sinking sand.
但是却是建立在沙土上。
I hear many stories of people who wanted to end their life.
我听到很多人他们想结束生命。
And oftentimes they'll run to church.
然后他们就到教会里。
As a final chance of convincing me to change.
希望在最后的关头，好像是扶贫抓一下。
And many of them have no solid ground.
很可惜是那些教会他们没有这个坚固的磐石。
And instead, there was more discouragement.
常常那些人在那样子教会里面得到更多的挫折跟失望。
It's a testimony of one of my seminary friends.
是我在神学院里一个朋友的见证。
But by the grace of God, because he was called by God.
感谢神的恩典，他被神呼召。
That in that moment after he left that broken church.
当他在那个关键点上，他离开那个破碎的教会。
Christ himself came.
耶稣亲自向他显现。
And everybody says an amazing story all the time, like, wow, these God encounters.
Wow, 每个人都说这样子的是很奇妙的见证啊，哇，很棒。
But can I share with you a different angle?
我可不可以从另外一个角度来跟你分享这件事呢？
You know, like I always hear these stories about Iran, like before the war.
那在这个开打之前呢，这个很多人都分享伊朗的状况。
And not just Iran, but in the Middle East.
或者不要说这是伊朗吧，在整个中东的世界里面。
That there are Muslims coming to faith because of dreams.
很多穆斯林教徒他们因着耶稣在梦中他们显现，他们得以成为基督徒。
One of my friends, he when he was still in Kuwait, he and a group of church people started his website.
就是我有个朋友，他在科威特呢，他跟他的朋友就。是在网上有建立这样一个网页
，called Dreams of Jesus，
成为这个耶稣的做梦者
，just to inform people when they have these dreams about Jesus，
就是能够告诉大家他们其实在梦中看到耶稣
，and people will say like wow that's amazing God is doing great work，
哇大家都说哇好棒啊神在这些人当中做奇妙的事
，but then when he was sharing with me it's not that exciting，
当他真的跟我讲的时候我却有不同的想法
，and he was actually in tears when he was sharing me this。
他其实在跟我讲的时候，他是带着眼泪告诉我。
Because he's saying, if you see it this, if you look at it this way.
如果你从这个角度看。
The reason why they're seeing Jesus in dreams.
为什么他们必须在梦中才看到耶稣
？It's because Jesus still loves these people also.
那是因为耶稣仍旧爱这群穆斯林教徒。
But no one was willing to go over there.
但是却没有一个穿着人皮的人进到他们当中。
And because Christ so loved the world, he came himself.
那耶稣太爱这群穆斯林教徒，所以耶稣只好自己亲自向他们显现。
Because this world that we live in, people are fearful of preaching the gospel.
因为在我们所活的这个世界，人其实是惧怕向人传福音的。
And Christ himself had to go and minister to these people.
基督自己必须要在他们当中向他们显现。
When we were called to do greater things in Christ.
当我们被呼召要做神国里伟大的呼召的事
Because we are the church.
我们是教会
And there's so many churches.
有这么多的教会
And if we become hands and feet, people will know the Lord.
如果我们成为教会的手跟脚，能够出去传福音，那些就会有更多的人来认识基督
And so this year in our English congregation, our vision is hands and feet.
今年在我们的英文堂里面，我们的意向是要成为基督的手跟脚
Because my prayer is a twofold.Vision,
我有两层的祷告中的意向。
That we as a community will no longer be spectators.
我们在这个群体当中不应该成为旁观者。
And the reason why is that we'll build the church as we contribute.
我们要成为一个贡献者的教会。
And I pray that in that case, when people come in, broken people come in, they will experience Jesus Christ.
所以那样子的话，当一个破碎的人来到我们当中，他才能经历到神。
But that's just first phrase.
那这是第一层。
The second phase is I pray that we'll be hands and feet where we start to go outward.
那第二层能够进一步，我们能够成为基督的手跟脚，能够出去。
So that we can bless others out there in this lost and broken world.
我们能够到外面去祝福那些这个在社会当中失丧的灵魂。
In order for that to happen, our church has to be on Christ, the solid ground.
要为了能够达到那个目标，我们教会必须要建立在磐石上。
So I pray and I plead, may we fulfill the purpose and the vision that God has for Grace Christian Church.
所以我祷告，我也请求我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起来完成神对恩光教会独特的呼召。
So Lord Jesus, would you come before us?
所以爱我们的耶稣基督，你能不能求你来到我们当中？
We ask, Lord, if we have not stepped into our roles,
我请求你，如果我们还没有在我们当中做该做的角色
，Lord, may we step in,
帮助我们能够进到我们的角色里。
Lord, if we don't know our roles in Grace Christian Church,
主啊，如果我们当中有不知道自己角色是什么的
，Spirit, I ask that you reveal that to us.
亲爱的圣灵，我恳求你向这些弟兄姐妹显明。
And Lord, when you give us that revelation, may we say yes and amen.
主啊，当你向我们显明的时候，帮助我们弟兄姐妹。正向回应你说主啊我愿意
So Lord we will be the church
是主啊我们能够成为教会
So we thank you Lord for this great call
我们谢谢你给我们这样的呼召
In Jesus name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen, Amen.